Our World Cafe guests today are an indie rock band from Brooklyn that records in Seattle, are big in France because two of their members happen to study French there, and at one time were big on MTV with a song called Popular that they don't even play anymore. They are Nana Surf. Their new album is called Lucky, and we'll start off with this performance of the new song, Whose Authority? And that is Whose Authority, when you will find on Lucky. Well, people who know Nana Surf know that they are a band from this coast who are in a record label on the other coast in Seattle. And you end up recording in Seattle. You worked with Chris Walla before and this time with John Goodmanson. Is that just because Barsuk is out there, or you guys like to...
No, it's always kind of important to record away from New York City just because life gets in the way a lot less. So it's something that we always... kind of want to do, and plus this studio in Seattle was just a really special place where we could actually have the kind of really nice studio that we'd love to be in, plus also live there. So it sort of turned into like a 24-hour a day kind of month-long affair, and it was really spectacularly nice to be there.
And there were a bunch of Seattle guests who showed up. How did that work out?
Well, that was just, you know, those were a lot of Barsuk people, and it's because they would have been coming over to say hi anyway, so I thought, why not
put them to
stick
work.
Them in front of a microphone. And then other ones were just happenstance, you know, worked out great. Like Ed Harcourt, for example, we were emailing back and forth just about other stuff, and he said, what are you doing? I said, making a record. And he said, well, I've got a Steinway and an M-Box in my living room, so just hit me with something. And that was, you know, it was great, and he sent back these amazing parts. It's incredible that you can do it on site, and you can also do it through the mail.
That is so cool. Awesome. Work out that way. That's kind of neat. Our guests are Nana Surf, and we're getting a chance to talk with Matthew Cause, Daniel Lorca, and Ira Elliott, who make up this band and have made this new album. And Matthew, you end up having to talk about the lyrical nature of the songs and sort of. Yeah. It's funny. People talk about a certain melancholy with Nana Surf, but man, I always get this uplifting thing. Is that because you couch
that's me
differently? No.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of them start from a melancholy place. I guess I have to cop to that, but they always, I think, are pointing upwards.
Yeah.
And always looking for a happier moment. I think if the songs stayed where they start out, we'd be a goth band, you know. But it's the idea is always to shoot up and feel better. So yeah, I'm glad you get that out of them.
Well, and I don't detect anything really different about how Not a Surf sounds on this album from last couple. And that was on purpose or just the way it is?
It's just the way it is, you know. And if we sound different next time, it'll be by accident. Really, there's no. We're not good at planning. In fact, this record, we thought this was going to be the really heavy rock record because in the practice space, there were times when we didn't have enough songs finished and we just make stuff up and we happened to make up, you know, faux AC/DC kind of stuff. And those songs just never quite made it. So there goes our plan.
Or non-plan.
Exactly.
So can you do See These Bones now?
Absolutely. Yep.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. We'll be right back.
Another great song from the new Not a Surf album, Lucky, that See These Bones, since we had a chance to have the band play live for us today on the cafe. Matthew, where did that come from, lyric? Do you remember writing it?
Yeah. I visited a place in Rome, a crypt, the Crypt of the Capuchin Monks, which is under a church on Via Veneto. I don't remember the name of the church. And it's an incredible place. It's like an installation of bones. It was built by some Capuchin monks in the 19th century, and they dug up the bones of 4,000 of their predecessors and decorated the walls with them, made interestingly shaped stacks of them. There are literally chandeliers made of children's tibias. It's really, really a wild place. You're not allowed to take photos. It's dimly lit. And it's like having a forced epiphany.
I'm smiling because over Christmas I went to said crypt.
Did you really?
Yes, it was my first stop in Rome. Wow. And it is the most amazing room full of bones. So you're absolutely right. And I was greatly disappointed that you couldn't take photos of it.
Right,
but,
right.
Yes.
I did see someone, I think, handing the guard 10 euros and snapping a quick picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you notice the plaques? Because there are these plaques in the rooms, and one says, what you are now, we once were.
Yes.
And one says, what we are, you will be. And that's really, that's clearly
that's
the idea
the key to the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Daniel, you and Matthew met in school in France?
No, actually in New York City, but at a French school. Because we'd both spent some time in France and both spoke French. So in order not to forget, our parents sort of
right, drummed it into you. Well, it's interesting because you begin your tour in Europe. You're, the second album that didn't really come out here in the States came out there. Mm-hmm. And so you have this whole... does speaking the language have anything to do with your big success in Europe? Or is it just...
In France, the fact that we speak French probably helps. I mean, I'm from Spain. The fact that I speak Spanish doesn't necessarily help except for interviews or whatever. But
right.
No, I think in France we just had a more normal career because our second album did come out. So there wasn't just that huge gap where we kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. But the speaking French thing is pretty good.
They really do appreciate it. They're very proud of their language.
And then, you know, it's been as bad as like getting, after the show, getting sort of yelled at by someone going, you know, yeah, it's my first time hearing you guys. I really liked you, but, you know, it really annoys me that you decide to sing all your songs in English. What is this deal? I think French bands should sing in French. And I had to convince the guy that we were not a French band.
That is perfect. That's called not being able to win. Not a Surfer, about to sing another one in English. And what shall it be?
This will be Weightless.
Outside, just killing time and making noise. And outside, the daylight comes, the daylight goes. And weightless, affairs are weightless. And airways make no stairways, just stairs go nowhere. But don't dream that it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. Every desire is another one waiting to be liberated when the first one sated. Water skiing, water's soft, the water's hard, you act nice. A black birthday card, I threw it away. Grown up life is like eating speed of flying a plane. It's too bright. Outside, just killing time and making noise. And outside, daylight comes, daylight goes. And weightless, affairs are weightless. And airways make no stairways, just stairs go nowhere. But climbing from overstimulated states to hearing cold radio and license plates. But don't dream that it's a dream. each other's backs all the time. Behind every desire is another one waiting to be liberated when the first one sated.
Weightless, another one from the new Lucky from Not a Surf, who are playing live for us today. And it's interesting. You guys have the title track of the new Pixies compilation. You did that. And mm-hmm. then on the other end of things, people covering you. I think it's since we were here last. America came out with their album.
Yeah, yeah.
Covering Only Love.
Great experience.
Tell me about that. You guys are smiling. It was fun.
Well, yeah, we did. We heard they were going to cover it and they wanted us to play on it, but we didn't realize that they hadn't actually recorded the track. So we came down and they just stuck Iron in front of a drum kit, gave me an acoustic guitar.
It's a go.
We did a take or two and it was good. It was like a soft rock experience. Like it was all easy and happy. And they were, you know, telling Three Dog Night anecdotes in which they called them Three Dog. You know, it was really... It was a mellow time.
Yeah, I was living with Ron Wood when he got the phone call from Jagger to come join the Stones and stuff like that. These guys, you know... produced by George Martin. I mean, the stories they had were just amazing.
Ah, that's so cool.
And they were the nicest guys.
You know, how did that get hooked up? Through Adam Schlesinger? Or?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think
Adam
so.
Adam Schlesinger started the
ball. Who produced that album.
Yeah.
But that's so cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And it worked out really well. Obviously, as you guys playing, of course it worked out well. But, you know, it sounded great.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for me to make a request because I love a lot of songs. And I love Ice on the Wing and a lot of songs on sort of the tail end of this album. But it's one called I Like What You Say. Can you do that?
Yep.
Emergency above. Put on your hard hats and invisible gloves. What's going on? I was on the wagon, I thought I was done. You have to watch out. When one falls in, another can't get out. You say, but I like what you say. I like what you say. You say, and I like what you say. I like what. They say you have to have somebody. They say you have to be someone's. They say if you're not lonely alone, boy.
I like what you say, finishing up our session today with Not a Surf, the new album, Lucky. And thank you guys once again for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us. Real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.